From the Science Park to Parker's Peaks.
Connecting our city. Cambridge 105. 105.
GOAT stands for Grade 1-a-thon, and we run several of these events before for different charities, and we've raised almost £200,000 over these events.
Well, when you say we, both of us have participated, along with about 120 other musicians, and the odd headmaster. That's another story. So the idea is that musicians are encouraged, gently, to step out of their comfort zone and look at an orchestral family that they're not familiar with, and they get one-hour group lesson, where they learn to put it together if necessary, and how not to break it. And then they're set away for 9 weeks on this occasion to try to get their heads and fingers around the Grade 1 syllabus. And this one is actually supported by Trinity College, so it's not even the Associated Board on this occasion, but Trinity College.
Right, so the idea then is that if I was a violinist and I wanted to sign up to GOAT, what I would do is choose an instrument that was not a string instrument, perhaps, and some kind soul is going to lend me a tuba.
Correct. I'd love to see you with a tuba.
Thank you. And I get one lesson, and then I'm sent home to try and come to terms with this and cope with passing. And I have to pass Grade 1.
Certainly do, because you're a musician, and so your musicianship is on trial. No pressure.
Right.
We haven't had a failure yet.
No.
So it's Trinity. So you'd
be having a lesson with all the other tuba players.
Or
all the other non-tuba players who are trying to be tuba players.
With one tuba player who knows what it's about,
right,
and tries to control himself for one whole hour from laughing at those early toots.
So this is going to be, I think, is this the fourth time that you have done this?
This is the fourth GOAT event.
Yes.
We had another event in that sum,
yes,
which involved the same concept, where headmasters attended their own schools in their own school uniforms, and they were there for a day, and they raised, I think, about £18,000 for that, just that one day.
Mm.
And they learnt a lot about their own school from the user end, I think the jargon would say.
Now, I've stage managed concert managed this event now, for this will be my fourth time, and I have to say it's really very interesting to see so many musicians that I have seen playing wonderfully in orchestras absolutely petrified on that day and trying to cope with, as you say, which way round does the instrument go, and particularly when they're coming out from their actually having their exams. It's like doing the driving test all over again, isn't it, I think. But this year's got a different twist, because tell me a bit about the Oxford and Cambridge note race then.
Well, I think at this point I have to mention Kevin Jones, who's fault it is. He's screened a film, Vanessa Redgrave's film, about the Calais Jungle. And as you know, Jan, I said never...
You did.
Ever.
I heard you
ever,
say it.
Ever again. And
and we all signed up to that.
We did.
You said that rather too enthusiastically, Morris.
But it was very enthusiastic at the time.
The film was very moving. And unfortunately, I was persuaded to realise that my bank balance didn't extend to being able to give loads and loads of money to improve the lives of these kids. But 120 musicians could. And then I stupidly came up with the idea of it happening in Oxford at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You thought of the name and then tried to make it work.
Yeah, basically, yes.
So the money is raised by people being sponsored.
Yes, you sponsor individual musicians to achieve their Grade 1.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's such a fantastic feeling at the end of that exam, at the end of that journey, which I will say as a teacher, the reason so many have jumped at the chance again is it is a completely brilliant reminder of the vital importance of each word that you say in your lesson, and that feeling of complete vulnerability you have in that concert setting, which is what you're quite right. We are terrified because we know that we simply can't deliver what we're used to on our own instrument. So it is a fantastic journey for music teachers and music professionals, because you know very well what you can do on your own instruments. What you have to face is all those other people around you, which we all do as musicians.
So when they've done their Grade 1 on that morning, which will be written large on their calendars, what happens then?
Morris's idea.
It was my idea originally, because I thought of the huge amount of anticlimax you would have after all the fun of being with all your other equally terrified friends. And finally, you've got this over with. But actually, it's only 12 minutes long. Mm. And I just thought of the huge amount of anticlimax you would be experiencing. And I thought, what better way to do than really get everybody together, playing together afterwards? And so I thought, let's do a concert.
Right. So this year will be the same.
This year is exactly the same. The only difference, the Oxford and Cambridge note race means that all these things are going to be duplicated simultaneously in Oxford.
Yes. And that's the first time there, isn't
that's
it?
The first
oh, very
time.
Much so, yes.
That will be interesting for them. Yes. Yes. Gosh. So are you going to have a really strange-looking symphony orchestra with a wonderful piece of music, or are they going to perform in their instrument groups? Because last time we had strings together and wind together and so
on. I think for your own sanity, Jan, as the stage manager supreme, we'll just sit them in traditional orchestral positions, but basically we'll sit there and then we will have individual orchestral families play their piece. Right. We've got Paul Harris writing for us again,
right.
Which is fantastic. Gosh. We've got Simon Brown, ex-director of King's, who's going to be composing those orchestral family pieces. Prime Brass are going to be performing at the mm-hmm. concert, just for a little light music. And really, very excitingly, as a development of the last one, which didn't include the exams, but was just the concert, we are all coming together to sing. And I do believe that last time, that was one of
the better
few
performed
moments of music. Otherwise,
apart from Prime Brass, of course.
Well, and Steve Bingham and Manuel played as well, if you remember. Yeah. That was wonderful.
It was a wonderful moment when all those people stood and sang last time.
It was.
But most
moving.
Of them found it the most petrifying thing of the whole day, completely outside their comfort zone. So,
but they all agreed to do it.
Yeah, they did. There wasn't a person
who
didn't.
And we all enjoyed it, I think,
it was
very
fantastic.
Much.
It was really good. Mm. So there is an opportunity for people to come along and listen
yes,
to
the concert,
this.
Yeah.
So if you're not actually going to be learning your new instrument and taking up the euphonium, you have an opportunity to come and see your oboe teacher or your piano teacher there with their harp. Are you your
harping.
Harps? I believe
yeah,
you
we're
are.
We're both harping this time.
That's wonderful.
Theoretically. I may just shift gently onto a saxophone if I find it too much.
So it's a great opportunity for friends and family and all your pupils to come
yes.
along and actually share that wonderful experience. So is Russell Keeble conducting?
The lovely Russell has decided to agree to smash his baton on the music stand yet again, trying to get some order
yes.
By herding the goats. And in Oxford, Steve Bingham, I believe, has very graciously agreed to MC and conduct. Mm. We've got Tim Leroux from Classic FM. Am I mentioned that?
Oh, yes.
He's going to be emceeing for us here.
Yes. So there's such a lot of music going on in Cambridge, and I just think that this, for me, is the high spot of the musical calendar. At which point, listeners, the two people sitting on either side of me are giving me a very quizzical look.
Well, I agree. It is the one concert that you'll go to in Cambridge this year, where there will be a very stiff competition about which side of the auditorium is laughing the most. Because we all look correct, we're all in our DJs, black and white, but it isn't quite what
come
you
on,
expect.
That way.
Okay, so if people are listening and want to get involved and actually want to take part and learn a new instrument, tell me a bit about who can do that and perhaps who can't.
So if you're an adult and you're a music teacher and a music professional or an amateur musician playing in orchestras or chamber groups or singing in choirs, and you are about certainly a grade 8 level of musicianship required as a basic, because you're going to have to take yourself through 9 weeks of practice and be aware of the syllabus and how to get your way around that. Mm-hmm. Then go to www.gradeoneathon.org and all the details are there. Yeah.
So if you don't fulfil the criteria for actually taking part in this amazing event, but you are keen to sponsor, who are the charities for this event this time?
Well, the charity we have in common with Oxford is Homestart. So Oxford are just working for one charity. Well, in fact, the charity is doing most of the work over there.
They are. They're doing a wonderful job.
Whereas here, because we have three charities, we're having to do it all. So we're doing Home Start Cambridgeshire. We're also doing Alf Dubs Charity, which
called
is
Citizens at UK,
which is refugee children. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Blue Smile, which provides art therapy in school for children who are suffering from a range of psychological effects, traumas in their lives.
So three children's charities.
Yes, our tagline is basically every terrible note you produce and every pound that you put towards us will go directly to making children's lives better, which is actually the main thing.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've been laughing and joking about it from the musician's point of view, but the serious point of all of this is to raise a significant amount of money to support those three amazing charities.
Yeah, and so children from Home Start take them under school age, and then we have the wonderful Blue Smile who help children through school age, and then Alf Dubs helps those children who just have nothing.
Yes, absolutely. So go to the team page if you wish to do that, and you can sponsor an instrument, you can sponsor for a set amount of money, you can sponsor a player, all sorts of opportunities there for parting with your money.
And if you want to help us with printing or anything else, just get in touch.
Yes,
absolutely. So the web page is the crucial thing. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.